Oloe mafuta male SBS Samoan.
I want to carry on from the conversation that we had the last time you were on our program. You were a pastor in a Christian church, and you came out that you're a gay man. And you went through gay conversion. Tell me a little bit about that, because the reason I'm asking is because very recently the state government in Victoria banned gay conversion practice. What did that involve, and why did you undergo it?
As you said, it is what they call conversion practices. So it's when churches and church organizations or faith-based organizations practice this belief that if you are gay, that it means that you are broken, and it means that you are out of alignment with biblical teaching and also with God's will. And so conversion practices are different types of things, whether it's from courses or preaching from the front or even people praying for you, which continue to perpetuate or support this idea that you are broken, and that being homosexual or non-heterosexual is a sin, and that God can fix you and that God can change you and that you should change. So there's many different types of practices. I've been through courses myself, but it's more broader than just courses. It's just the belief that that because you are gay or not straight, not heterosexual, that you're an affront to God, and that the church and Christians will try to change you so that you can become straight. So I went through those things because I thought that that was pleasing to God. I knew that I wanted to fit in with my church, and I knew that Christians taught that being gay was sinful, and they also taught that you could turn straight, and I know all of that now is not true. So I think I went through it because I was trying to fit in.
What impact did it have on you personally?
I think the impact it had on me is that every day I thought I could never be myself. I always thought that something was wrong with me. I thought that God wasn't happy with me. I thought that I was broken, and I thought that I needed God to change me to make myself more pleasing to Him and to be more pleasing to Him. And I also made me feel that unless I did that I wouldn't also be accepted by Christians around me and by the church around me as well.
Are you still a practicing Christian, Andre?
Yeah, I'm still a practicing Christian, but these days I'm less impressed with the label of Christianity and also with organized religion. So I go to my local church, the church where I used to be a pastor. I'm there every single week unless I'm traveling. But I no longer sort of sign up to the label of Christianity, even. When I look at what happens in America and how Christianity and the religious right has become very political and very hateful and very harmful to many groups, not only rainbow people, but also it's been accused of being racist and prejudiced and xenophobic. When I see that type of portrayal of the church because of their actions, then it makes me not want to be associated with organized religion or even Christianity, the label, but I still follow in the teachings of Jesus. I still believe that there is teachings in the Bible that are helpful to me and to other people as well.
I was going to ask whether it is possible that Jesus may have been gay, but let me rephrase that. You know, what can we conclude by the fact that Jesus does not explicitly mention homosexuality?
Yeah, I think the Bible has been used by many people as a weapon to exclude many people, the gay rainbow community, it's also been used, and I think we talked about this last time you interviewed me, to support family violence against women. So the Bible can be used to weaponize people. The fact that Jesus doesn't explicitly mention homosexuality means that that could be a clue for us in terms of the way that he might have approached this topic or subject would be very different to the way that the church is doing it now. If I look at the example of Jesus, he was very inclusive. He was always looking out to include people into his fold. So there were people that people called sinners at the time, such as prostitutes and tax collectors, or other sinners that the church at that time was excluding. And Jesus was always looking for a way to include them. When I look at the way that he treated people who were foreigners or Gentiles or people that the role of woman, he was always inclusive. So I think those things can give us a clue that the way that he would have tackled this issue of homosexuality would be very different from the way that the church has. And unfortunately, the church has been very, unfortunately, very harmful, exclusionary, and have kept this community on the outside. And I do not believe that that's the way that Jesus would treat this community if he was here today.
The Apostle Paul then would have a lot to answer for, wouldn't he?
Yeah, absolutely he would. His teachings have been used, as other teachings in the Bible, against the gay community, against the rainbow people, and also against women as well. There's many churches that do not allow women to preach because of Paul's teachings as well. So we always need to look at those teachings in light of the harms and the impacts that they have on people today.
Let's explore the notion of fafafine. Do you identify yourself as a fafafine? Is a Samoan gay male a fafafine?
First, I want to absolutely affirm and acknowledge the important role of Samoan, of fafafine in Samoan culture, as well as other identities in the Pacific, in Tonga, Whakalaeti, in Fiji, Vakaseluelua, in Niue, Whakafafine, and in the Cook Islands. Mm-hmm. So I want to affirm the really important role that they've played in our culture and other Pacific cultures. They have trailblazed for rainbow rights across the Pacific, and they've provided a really important foundation for us to understand and discuss rainbow issues in our cultures. I myself do not identify as fafafine. I identify as a cis gay male, which means that my gender identity matches my gender that I was assigned with at birth. You could also say that I am a gay Samoan male, but I respect and acknowledge the important role of fafafine in our culture, but that's not how I identify.
Same-sex marriage, now legal in both Australia and Aotearoa. If you had a chance to address the Parliament of Samoa on the issue of same-sex marriage, what would you say to them?
Yeah, I would say that marriage is a wonderful thing, and it's a way that people show their love and their commitment to each other. And I really think it's important that people own a relationship. I believe it's important to feel happy about yourself if you're single, but I do believe in general that being in a relationship is healthy for us. It gives us the opportunity to share our life with people, to share our struggles and to share our burdens. And one of the best ways to express people's love for each other is marriage. And I would say, why would we stop people who are rainbow, who are same-sex, from enjoying that privilege? And I think it's not only an honor, it's a joy that everyone should experience. There is this Baptist preacher in America, his name is Tony Campolo, and he talks about how his wife, they've been married for decades, and he talks about how he's very rough around the edges, and his wife has really helped to iron out those edges over many decades together. And that's because they live together, so he knows that he can't get away from, you know, being this pastor on the pulpit that is going to seem as if he's better than he is. His wife keeps him honest. And because of that, he's a better person, and she's a better person because of him. And then he says this really interesting question. If that's what marriage does for a straight heterosexual couple, don't you think that all people should experience and enjoy that? And so I would say to the Prime Minister of Samoa that Marriage is a really beautiful institution, and all people deserve to experience that, and it makes for a better society. It helps people to be happier and who they are, and it allows them to contribute back to society in a really positive way.
Like, share, mafa'ali sofinangalo, muli muli ile SBS Samoan ile Facebook.